ever noticed in anyone's family or maybe even in your own family that they refrain from bringing any of the food to the table until after Kiddush? They have only the challah on the table while all the other food is somewhere else on the counter on a separate table, and only after Kiddush do they bring the food to the table. In today's halacha, we will discuss, is there any reason, halachic source, halachic necessity behind this custom? Or is it personal preferences that has no halachic ramifications? Likewise, as a related question, we will discuss whether or not one is meant to have the challahs on the table before he makes Kiddush, or if it's unnecessary. So in order to understand the meaning and reason behind the custom of some families not to bring food to the table until after Kiddush, we must delve into the reason for why it's a customary amongst all Jewry that when you make Kiddush on Shabbos night or Shabbos day and the bread's on the table, you cover the bread. So the most common reason that people know is in order so the bread doesn't see its embarrassment. It's a busha. Why would the bread be embarrassed if I say Kiddush? What's the connection? The explanation is that ideally in the laws of Kadima Bebrachis, the law is that when you have bread or wine and you want to eat and drink both at the same time, you have to precede the bread. Hamaitzi is a much greater and more chashav and more important blessing. So now that you're preceding the wine because you have to make Kiddush, you can't eat before Kiddush, the bread is seeing its busha, its embarrassment, so we cover it. Interestingly to note that while this reason is mentioned in the Magen Avraham in 271.20, it is completely omitted from the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe when he deals with the halacha of why we cover the bread on Shabbos. He does make mention of this reason in chapter 299.14 regarding when you say Havdalah and you plan on having a Maitzeh right afterwards, you should cover the bread due to embarrassment. And it's also mentioned regarding why we cover the matzahs the night of the Seder when we lift the cup during Maggid, so the bread, so the matzah doesn't see its busha. But he doesn't mention the reason at all regarding Kiddush on Shabbos. What reason is mentioned? So there are another two reasons behind why we cover the bread. One reason is Yikra de Shabbosa. What does it mean, Yikra de Shabbosa? We cover the bread in order so when you make Kiddush, there's no viewable food on the table. And then when you're done Kiddush and you remove the cover, everyone sees, aha, the food was brought to the table, L'chveid Shabbos. The Alter Rebbe in 271, Halacha 17, explains this issue in length and says as follows. That originally the custom was amongst Klal Yisrael that nobody brought any food to the table of Kiddush. You made Kiddush and only after Kiddush the table with the food was brought to the diners, to the people eating the meal. And this is to show Yikra de Shabbos that the food was brought for the covet of Shabbos. However, today, says the Alter Rebbe, since today it's no longer a custom for each individual eater to have his own individual small table. Rather, we have a big table with all the food, and it's not practical to make people make Kiddush somewhere else and then go to the table, because the food has to be put somewhere before Kiddush. So therefore, thou says the Alter Rebbe, we today set up the table with all the food before Kiddush, but we make sure to cover the bread. And the reason we cover the bread is to emphasize this issue that the bread is brought to the table, l'chveid Shabbos l'yikra de Shabbos. Third reason that's mentioned in the Taz and hinted to also in the Alter Rebbe, over there in that sif, is that we cover the bread, zeichel aman, just like the man was covered on top and bottom, so to the bread, which is zeichel aman, is covered top and bottom. But what do we learn from all this? We learn from all this that ideally, not only should the bread be covered, but all the food that's brought to the table should be covered. And that's how the Alter Rebbe rules, that originally, if somebody would have the food on the table before Kiddush, then it would cover everything on the table, not just the bread. So this is why there are families, even today, that are nahog, to not have any food on the table besides for the bread which they cover. Because if they would put food on the table, then they would need to cover it, and they don't want to cover everything. So they don't bring the food to the table till after Kiddush to emphasize Yikra de Shabbos. Nonetheless, even according to the Alter Rebbe, this, by the way, is how the Prima Gadim rules, that based on this reason, this is how you have to follow, that you cover all the food or don't bring the food to the table. Nonetheless, the Alter Rebbe emphasizes in his concluding ruling that today the custom is to bring all the food to the table, and the only thing that we customarily cover is the bread. Seemingly the reason is because the bread is the main staple, the main part of a meal, and it suffices to show that the food was brought the Chvei Shabbos when the bread is covered. And you don't have to cover every individual food. And practically so is the minug of Gans Klal Yisrael, a majority of Yidden, majority of families, and they're not doing anything wrong. And this was also the minug of the Rebbe, as was verified through Rabbi Groner, that the Rebbe, when he said Kiddush, did not make sure to not bring the food to the table before Kiddush was said. But rather, the food was on the table, was uncovered, and only the challahs were covered. And this is the minug of majority of Klal Yisrael, but those that are careful not to do so, they certainly have a shadish, a root in their minhag. From all this, we can also learn regarding should one bring the challahs to the table before Kiddush. So ideally, the answer is that based on the reason of Yikud HaShabbos, there's no need. Make Kiddush without the challahs and then bring the challahs. It's even better. That was the initial custom. However, based on the reason of the man, that it should be Zeichel Aman with a cover and top cover on bottom, it should be brought to the table before Kiddush. And this is the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Although we do find that there were those that were noig, like the Gra and Maaser Rav, that they did not bring the challahs to the table until after Kiddush. To summarize, we bring the challahs to the table before Kiddush and we cover them on top. All the other foods, the minig is also bring to the table before Kiddush and it doesn't need to be covered. Regarding whether you must cover mezainis foods, we will discuss the Semiritz Hashem in another class.